Once again, I'd like to welcome everyone. I could see a number of familiar faces on the webinar, and a lot of new names as well that I'm not familiar with, but I'm hoping to get to know each and every one of us in the course of this series of webinars that we are kickstarting today. I want us to start first with some sort of interaction. With focus on farm setups in general. I have just one question that I want us to use to drive the interaction. As you all know, my name is Dr. Cornelius Adewale. I'm the CEO of FarmWella Nigeria Limited. We're starting this series of webinar called Farm Setup Series. And the goal of it is to provide information and share from our experiences and the number of mistakes we've made, and also some of the things we've learned in the process of setting up multiple farms that could be very helpful for either people that are planning to start a farm of their own, or people that already have farms, or people that are maybe just advisors or want to actually invest in agriculture as well. So the first question I want to use, and I would love to have response from each and every one of us. I want us to use the chat box for that interaction. What are some of the challenges you've had before when setting up a farm, or maybe being part of a farm setup? What are some of the challenges that you are familiar with, that you have been part of? How was it? So if you want to go first, you can use, there's a button you can use to raise your hand, and then you could be unmuted, or we could just use the chat box. Let's just use the chat box to drive that. Who want to go first? Oh, I could call names, but is there anyone I want to go first? Hello? I'm about to call names. Habib, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good okay, evening. Good. So I know you've been involved in a number of agricultural enterprises from some of the things that have been shared with me earlier today that I could see. What are some of the challenges you think farmers face when setting up a farm? You know, or that you have experienced before?
Okay, actually, I've not started any farm enterprise. I'm just interested in starting one. So that's why I registered for the webinar. So I'll be able to learn from some of the mistakes that people have made in the past. Okay. I've actually not started any farm. So I just want to. I'm interested in farming very soon. So
okay.
I want to learn from the previous mistakes that others have made.
Okay. That's good. That's smart. I've learned that smart people learn from the mistake of others rather than their own mistake. That's very smart, Habib. Kennedy, let me call on you, Kennedy. I know you've had a couple of experiences as well. Can you mention just one, maybe just one because of time, experience or challenges you think farmers face when setting up, or people face generally when setting up a farm?
Well, one of the challenges that I know is because I do animal farming mostly, so, and one of the challenges I have faced is source of feed. Feed is a big challenge, yes.
Big challenge.
Feed
yeah.
is a big challenge for animal husbandry.
Okay.
So setting up a farm, the farmer must be able to sustain the farm through different sources of getting feed.
Okay.
For instance, I have done fish farming, and the biggest challenge fish farmers have, apart from setting up, is to sustain the business or the farm.
See.
Is the feeding.
See.
So that is basically what is the biggest challenge now.
And that's a very good one, Kennedy. Thank you for sharing that. But so a lot of what we're going to talk about today is going to focus more, maybe a little bit tend towards more crops as well. But let me edit what you just said, Kennedy. I'll call it impact, right? For a livestock farmer, whether you're a fish farmer, or you're a poultry owner, or you're involved in piggery, or you're involved also in crop, there are impacts. And feed is a major impact. But just as we need impacts in livestock, so also we need impacts also in crop farming, things like fertilizers and other things. So that's a very, very brilliant one, Kennedy. Thank you for sharing that. And let me see if we could have one more person to share. Any other challenge apart from impact that we think farmers usually face when setting up a farm? I could see someone called Kayo Dedo here. If you can introduce yourself just a little bit as well, just to know you a little bit. If you have a minute also, maybe just to share with us one example of challenges that we think farmers face when setting up a farm. Are you there, sir? Mr. Kayo Dedo, I don't even know whether it's Prof. Kayo Dedo. Can you hear me?
The reason I can hear you, I don't know if you can hear me too.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, good evening. As you said, my name is Kayo Dedo. I'm a farmer, I'm an agronomist, I'm into crop, and specialized in crop farming too. Basically, vegetables, tomato, bell pepper, and every other vegetable produce that I'm into. So basically, I think the meeting have already started before I joined, but my only true knowledge on challenges we face basically on setting up the farming is most people that are coming into the system have little or no knowledge about farm sector. They just believe that it's easy to come into the system and establish a farm and start making profits. So a lot of them eventually run at loss because of the low knowledge aspect, or they don't have any knowledge at all. And instead of them to get a good consultant to work with or an experienced person, they feel that they can just go into Google and get download information and they can kill through with that, and eventually they will have a cry at the end of the day. So I think that's my 1% input. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm going to categorize that as knowledge and experience. I really appreciate that. I could see some of the points already here as well. I could say Toluwani, I think Toluwani is raising his hand. It's also good to have you here, Mr. Mayowa. Thank you. Toluwani talks about maximizing use of profits. Mr. Mayowa, let me call you briefly. Just apart from the two examples that have been shared by Kayode and also Kennedy, is from your experience, from your tons of experience that I know, what are challenges that you are familiar with that farmers face when setting up a new farm?
And it's amazing that you say from tons of experience when I started learning from you. So thank you very much for giving that platform to learn. I'd like to start from there. And to go straight to the question, I'll say one of the major challenges that we face setting up farms is access to labor, mm-hmm. access to farmhands. It's a terrible challenge right now. So for me, that's what I would say.
Thank you so much. It takes experience to actually know that. That's a major, especially with crop farming. So I really want to thank everyone for that. Like I mentioned earlier on, the goal of this series is to focus on farm setup and sharing ideas in a way that could help people avoid some of the mistakes and maybe learn one or two things from one another in the process. Today's one is the first one, and today we're going to focus more on the common farm setup mistakes to to avoid when setting up a farm. So I could see you could be asking, am I in the right place? Is this webinar for me? The truth is, this webinar is not for everyone. There are only a category of people that it's set up to help or to be a platform for us to exchange ideas. So the first thing is, if you are an existing farmer, definitely it's for you, so that we can learn from you and we can learn from one another also in the process. If you're also an aspiring farmer, you want to have a farm one day, or you're actively thinking about it, then this webinar is for you. Or if you're somebody who invests in agriculture, I consider this webinar for you too, because one of the challenges I've seen in the country as well is a lot of people invest in agriculture without knowing the business of agriculture and the key major issues that surrounds the sector. If you're also a teacher, or an advisor, or a consultant, definitely you're in the right place. So, as you've said, Mr. Mayowa, Kennedy, Mr. Idowu, in terms of farm sector, Mr., there are different categories. There are different categories. I could see we talk about HMPs, right? I categorize that under time, budget, and money. That's a major mistake where things comes in. I would say to Luwani as well, mentioning maximizing profit from farms and all of that. I could also maybe from the notes, somebody also talking about market and marketing. Those are two different things, but it's also a major challenge when farmers are setting up their farms. We're going to have time to talk about it. There is also issues on farm mapping and layout that are very critical to optimize production from the farm. But today we're going to focus on just one component, what I call farm site intelligence. Farm site intelligence. That's the category that we're going to focus on. Next week, we're going to have another webinar that is going to take another category. We have a series of these webinars coming home that's going to touch on major topics. I don't want the webinar to be more than 30 to 40 minutes at most, and I still want to have interactions. So that's why I want us to go deeper rather than just going wide on these topics. Talking about farm site intelligence, what does that really mean? I've had, in the last 3-4 years alone, I've had opportunity to help set up at least more than 20 farms, both in Nigeria and Uganda and in the US. And it's a common mistake, not just peculiar to Nigeria alone. I've also seen also in other countries. When it comes to the need to really know the farm, the place you want to set up farms to, that's basically the whole idea of farm site intelligence. Carrying out adequate intelligence on what you really want to do, on the place, on the farm itself, the land. Today, I want to touch on different topics, but more from the experiences we've had in Nigeria. We've set up a number of farms now across 4 different locations in Osun and Oyo State. And in the last 1.5 years, we've made tons and tons of mistakes. So if I'm going to give this webinar another topic, it's going to be the mistake we've made in setting up farms. That would be the whole idea of what it's going to look like. How can we share those information in order to actually help other people that might want to set up farms in the future? So the first, if you want to set up a farm, number one, mobile network. I'm sure this will not be the first thing that will come to your mind when you're talking about farm, but it is a very, very critical component. Your farm needs to be a place whereby there is network on it. If you don't have network on it, please don't set up farm there. Please. I don't know how another way to say it. Please don't. Because of so many things that happen on the farm that you can't control, you need to be able to communicate out. For instance, management is key. You can't be on the farm all the time, but you need to know what is going on the farm all the time. Without mobile network in that place, that becomes almost impossible. For instance, we have some challenges in one of our farms. We had irrigation challenges, so that's okay. Yeah, we want to take advantage of the dry season. That was about 1.5 years ago. And when I was okay, yeah, we have this farm, we have this land somewhere. Can we just set up another farm there? But in the place that wasn't strong network, they even have network here, but it was glue. You don't have other network there. And we went, we set up the farms and all of that, but it was a terrible idea. It was a management nightmare, especially if you are not going to be on that farm 24/7. Things will happen that need to be communicated out. It's going to be delayed for 4, 5, 6 hours. And before you know it, it throws away the optimization that Toluani was talking about earlier on, whether I'm talking about management. So one thing that is very important to take into consideration is mobile network. You farm need to be a place where you can communicate clearly. I'm not going to spend time on this. Everybody knows this. Accessibility to road. It's important. And some of the other factors that I'm going to mention is going to also touch on that. You can see where the accessibility to road becomes very crucial, whether in terms of getting even your produce out, whether getting input in, or whether getting people to visit. Accessibility to road, I'm not saying it needs to be an expressway. You know, it's basically accessibility. At least somewhere you can get to, somewhere a vehicle can get to. That's very crucial when setting up a farm. Whether it's a crop farm, whether it's a livestock farm, these are major issues that is important to take into consideration when setting up a farm. So don't make the mistakes of saying, oh, it's expanding, it's going to get there one day. It's expensive. It's expensive for you to be the one to create the road that leads to the place. Accessibility to road is very important. The other one is accessibility to water. You can't do farming without water. I'm sure all of us know that popular song, water is not no be enemy. And without water, we can't really do anything in agriculture as much as possible. If not, we're just doing the traditional way of farming. So you need irrigation. Whether it's stream or whether it's borehole, you want to know that you can access water. So you don't necessarily have to have stream, but you need to know what is the water table. So, which means if you are going to put borehole, it might worth the while to invest a little bit in geophysics survey of the land. If you do the geophysical survey of the land, you'll be able to know what is the level of the water table. For instance, in one of the farms that we set up in Osun State, when we opened up the place, although I wasn't involved at the beginning, and then I came in later, they've already purchased the place before I came in. But by the time that we did the geophysics survey, we found out that we can't have enough water from there. In that farm right now, we've done like 3 different boreholes just to be able to have enough water for irrigation systems on that farm. If the geophysics survey is something that has been done even before they purchase the land, that's a mistake they could have avoided. So that comes into millions of naira mistakes that 25,000 naira could have helped avoid. So when making decisions about setting up new farms, you really want to know water accessibility. You want to know about it, whether you have streams. If you don't have streams, if you want to do borehole in the future, do the geophysics survey. That's a critical thing to be taken into consideration. The other thing is the community security and safety. I don't have to expand this conversation more. Everybody, I think almost everyone here, Nigerians, we know some of the major challenge that is ongoing. But you also want to know about the community security. For instance, in 2008, I wanted to purchase a land that I wanted to use for vegetable production. But by the time I got there, I have to talk to people within the community. Then I find out that that very piece of land is part of the route that herdsmen go through every year. This is 2008. This is, how many years is that now? 14 years ago. So these are no new thing. I didn't eventually go ahead with purchasing that land because of that. Because of that. So you really want to also carry out more information as much as possible when it comes to community security and the kind of support that you can have from the community. The other thing is market. You know, how accessible is market? This is a little bit subjective because this depends on what you're growing. It depends on what particular farm you're trying to set up. But irrespective of that, you really want to know that you can easily get your produce to the market in the way you want to get them. Whether you are processing them or you are collaborating with other people, market is not something you work on after producing. It's something you want to do even when you are carrying out your site intelligence. Market and marketing and that survey and accessibility, it's not something you do after setting up the farm. It's something you do before setting up the farm. So, well, some people have accused me that I always talk about this, maybe because it's my feed and all of that. Soil testing, okay? Soil testing is very crucial. You want to know what kind of challenges, especially if you're having crop farm, whether it's vegetable farm that you really want to establish. Crop farming, soil testing is very important. You want to know what is the pH level. You want to know what's the level of organic matter. You want to know what are the deficient things that you are going to battle in that very particular farm. And these are critical things that you must take into consideration when setting up your farm, if you really want to set yourself up to be successful. For instance, I worked with some farmers in Kano about 3 or 4 years ago now. We find out that the pH on some of their soil was about 3.1, 3.2. For people that are familiar with soil testing results, that means the soil is very acidic. Let me rephrase that. It means it doesn't matter the amount of fertilizer they are using, they are not going to see the improvement in yield. So these are some of the information you really want to have when you are carrying out the farm site intelligence for a new farm setup. That's very important. You really want to know what is the nutrient level, what are the issues that you might actually have to combat that might affect your crop at the end of the day. And even for livestock farming, it's not really a bad thing to do. This is another one, land use history. Land use history. I can't overemphasize this, but the best way for me to explain this, to give an example that we had about 2 years ago on one farm. We just started farm. It was a collaboration with a school. They just gave us about 5 acres as part of their land that they want to use. We want to do some farming there. And we just went in ahead and started setting up farms, crop farm, vegetable farm precisely. So we wanted to do tomato, we wanted to do cucumber on that farm. So at the beginning, the tomato were doing well. By the time that it hit about, and the pepper, I think we have pepper there too. But the fact that 4 weeks, we just started noticing something. So anyway, to cut a long story short, there is history of fusarium wheat in that place. So apparently some people have farmed on the place before. They already have disease that is just there. It's just waiting to be activated. And we just went there and dig and make bed. It's like we just created room for this fusarium to come alive. And we lost almost everything. If we had just carried out the basic land use issue of that land, that's a mistake we could have avoided. We could have avoided, you know, losing so much of the crops because fusarium wheat is one of the most difficult diseases to really overcome when you are managing, especially organically, even conventionally, still very, very difficult disease to overcome. Carrying out land use history, knowing the history of the crop of the land that you want to farm on is very crucial if you want to set up your farm to be successful. You want to know what was planned, how was this land used before? Especially in Osun State now, whereby we have a lot of gold miners and different things, you don't know whether there is already a lot of contamination on the land. You just be battling that if you don't carry out land use history as part of your site intelligence. So it is very important to do this. I told you guys earlier that we want to help as many people as possible to avoid some of the mistakes we've made, which is the reason why we're having these free webinars. But these free webinars as well, they are just a tiny component of a program that we are launching in FarmWella as well, that's Farm Setup Bootcamp. It's a bootcamp whereby we come for 10 days continuously and really go through setting up a farm as a whole. So we go through, so that Farm Setup Bootcamp, you'll be part of setting up a whole new farm from the beginning. In that way, you are learning about irrigation setup, you are learning about how all of this point I'm talking about, farm site intelligence, you are learning about layout, you are learning about nursery setup, you are learning about everything that is it actually takes to set up a farm to be successful. It's a 10-day program that is a physical component whereby you can actually physically come, and there are also opportunities for people to participate virtually. But if you are interested in the boot camp, there is accommodation available and different other things. That's the link to go, farmwella.com/FSB. You'll be able to show your interest in it. Anyway, let's move forward from the interruption with the bootcamp. So the other thing you want to take to consideration as part of your site intelligence is power accessibility. If you want to set up your farm to be successful now, you need irrigation system, especially for crop farming. All of us are aware about the climate change impact, about erratic nature of weather conditions and the climate in general. So it's very important to be prepared for that. Now, I know you can't have power everywhere, but you have to think about it. Whether you are using generator, which is going to be very expensive, at least for now, don't go in the way of diesel, or whether you're going to be using solar. But thinking about power accessibility is one of the also major things you have to think about when you are setting up a new farm. Before I continue, I want to open up if there are specific questions or major points. There are still about 5 more points I want to touch on before we then open everything up for interactions. But also, I don't know if anyone have a very critical thing you want us to talk about. You want me to maybe expatiate on some of the points we've talked about. You can raise up your hands and or you can use the chat box for us to talk more about it. Okay. So, Mr. Mayowa talked about personnel, workers. From my own little experience with farms set up in Nigeria right now, I consider this as a major challenge. It's one of the most critical challenges. Access to labor, workers, and personnel, especially skilled personnel. It's a major challenge. Reliable workers. So I'm going to have we're going to have another webinar that is actually going to focus on that, just solely reliable workers. We've had about 4 different seasons now. We've tried different mechanisms around it. It's also one of the major problems we're trying to solve at FarmWella. We've not cracked it totally this year, but by next year, I think we should get to that level. Ability to be able to support farmers, the people that have farms with reliable workers. But this is a major, major challenge. You need to have a management plan for that. So because of how big this challenge is, we're going to have just a separate webinar that focuses on that. How to have reliable personnel, get me right. It won't be just only me on it. I'm going to bring other people there too as well. I've had a share of my own challenges with it. I might even bring some of our people even on that webinar as well. So anyway, be on the lookout. We're going to talk about it a little bit. But one of the ways to go about that is also thinking about local mechanizations. When we talk about mechanizations, especially among most people in Nigeria, in my own interaction, people think of big tractor. I don't think big tractor is going to solve our problem in Nigeria. For me, right? We need smart, small tools that make work easier. But we're going to have a separate webinar on that. Reliable workers is a major challenge right now. So thinking about it and planning for it, even before you set up the farm, is a very crucial thing for you to have a very successful farm. Well, we can't say this. We can't climate. Know that there are certain crops that are better for certain area than other places. So knowing the climate. Hello. Mr. Kayode, do. Hello.
I think we missed you for a moment.
I know. For some reason, I lost
it
briefly. But I think I'm back now. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
If I can hear you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, we can.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, to make life easier, let me put up the video. It's in. All right, let me share the screen back. All right, thank you for hanging in there until the network came back. So a climate is very crucial thing to think about. You really, really want to know what kind of climate you have and what kind of crop is most suited for your areas. There are crops that are much more specific to certain area. There are certain crops that are better for, you might be surprised that just with a distance of about 5 kilometers away from each other, there are crops that might do better in one place than the other. Just based on the climate, based on the difference. There are microclimates, even within the same region, within the same time. So carrying out intelligence about the climate and the weather conditions on your site is a very crucial part of the farm site intelligence, essential for your farm to be successful. It's very important. It's not something to take lightly when you are setting up a new farm. So the other thing is proximity and access to farm services. This is close to reliable worker is one component, but that's not all. When we think about farm, people think it's just about making weed. It's just about making bed or just weeding. There are so many services that are essential for a farm to be successful. You need plumbing. Can we meet, please? Can you meet, please? So, you need plumbing services. You need carpentry work. You need so many other critical services that are essential for your farm to be successful. So, you want to the farm that you want to set up, how easily can you have access there? If you want to call a plumber to come and help you, can they easily come to your farm? So these are critical issues that must be taken into consideration when setting up your farm. Access and proximity to farm services, it's a major one as part of this farm site intelligence to carry out when setting up a new farm. Social life, that's another component, social life. Is it a place where there can be social life, especially you know, if people are going to be living very close to the farm or on the farm? Can we create some sort of social life around it? Is it a place that is so far away that people can live there? So that's another factor that you must take into consideration when setting up a new farm. Feasibility study. We can't say that. You got to carry out the feasibility study. And the result of your feasibility study will be different based on where your farm is going to be set up. All of the factors that I've mentioned earlier are things that are supposed to feed into your feasibility study, and it's going to tell how successful your farm is going to look like and how the cost of running your farm is going to be different from one side to another. So feasibility study is not something to just, you know, push aside when you are setting up a new farm. You really want to do it. I'm not saying also you should write a thesis about the enterprise before you venture into it. You're an entrepreneur. Entrepreneur means you want to take action, but you want to also have enough information. You want to have at least some guidelines that helps and roadmap that could guide your ability to achieve the objective that you are setting up for your farm. So that's another important component when it comes to farm site intelligence necessary for your farm to be successful. The other thing, topography. So I think the best way for me to show, I think I should have given a live video here of one of our farms that we set up as well. Like I mentioned, this is one. I wasn't involved also in the process of getting the land for the farm. They didn't do proper site intelligence on it. There was a whole big ditch in between, like two different components of the farm, and that limited the profitability and the ability of that farm to be to be optimized well. So topography is a critical component as part of the site intelligence you want to carry out. You want to see how much stony do we have? What's the slope? How susceptible to erosion is it going to be? And these are all the things that eat into your profit or your ability to actually make profit. So topography is a very important thing as well to take into consideration as part of farm site intelligence and necessary to be successful. So the last one I'm going to talk about, because I think we've already hit my 30 minutes goal, access to expertise. I think somebody already mentioned this earlier on. You want to see, can you have access to experts? You smart people don't learn from their own mistake. Don't just learn from, they want to learn from the mistake of other people. So access to experts, to people that you can tap from their knowledge and experience as well, is another major challenge. Things you want to consider as part of farm site intelligence. So let me open it up for conversation before I talk a little bit more about the farm setup bootcamp. Mr. Kayode, will you raise your hand? Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the insight. I really appreciate it. I don't know if you can hear me, sir.
I can hear you loud and clear, please. Hello, Mr. Idowu, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, sir. I really appreciate the love and the
thank you. I think the network is a little bit fuzzy. I can barely hear you.
Okay, sir. My follow-up, no point. Okay, can you hear me better and play now, sir?
I think it's better now. Please go ahead. Hello? Go ahead, I can hear you now.
All right. Okay, sir. Okay, we talked about the accessibility to good roads to the farm site. You understand the fact that most of our farms don't have good roads, so we shouldn't really I shouldn't really discuss on that, but my question is this. What would be your advice or suggestion on a land that doesn't have access to water? And your survey has been done, and I think the depth from the result is like 200 meters. And the recommendation is low minimum water from that.
Yeah.
Hello.
I can hear you. Let me summarize. Yes. Let me summarize the question to ensure that I understand it very well. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Okay, good. So, you first talk about the road. What I talk about, maybe just a clarification on that. It's not. I didn't say access to good road. I say access to road. So the most important is, can we get there? If we are talking about good road, then there will be no single farm in Nigeria. Okay. Even on our express road, we don't have good road. So the most important thing is, can we get there? Can a tricycle get there? Can maybe a vehicle manage to get there? That's the most important thing. But your second question is about a site. It's about a site whereby you have there is no access to streams, and then you have done the geophysical survey, and the geophysical survey is saying low. I'm almost 200 meters away and all of that. So the question then would be the purpose, what you want to do there, what you want to do. So number one, in that kind, it also depends on the size of what you are doing, whether it's a 1 acre, or whether it's a 10 acre, or whether it's a 1 acre. All of that dictate things, affect things. But you might have to change the objective for what you can do in that place to something that does not require water, that does not require a lot of water. If it's a land that you've already purchased, definitely you don't want to do crop farming. You don't want to do sweet corn there. You don't want to do things that require a lot of water. You might have to change to maybe livestock or something that doesn't require an excessive amount of water. Because without water, you are just going to be spending money over and over without achieving major profitability. So you have to juxtapose those two things. So I can't give a straightforward advice without having more information about it in terms of what's the objective? What are we going to grow? What will be the water need? And how much water can we really get from this very place? But the summary of what I can say is that don't set up a farm that you don't have the resources you need to make it successful. And one of the resources you need is water. Water is very, very crucial. Yeah. I don't know if that answers your question. And for more specifics, you can either drop your message, or if you are part of the boot camp as well, and or you can send a message if you want more input on the specifics of the place. I'll be glad to share some of our own experience and ideas on it. If you can drop your message in the chat box, I think I can always access it later on, and we can pick up the conversation. Yeah. Mr. Adekunle Adegbite, you raise your hands. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, I just want to contribute to what has been said. For the water need, it actually depends on whether you want to do whole land season cropping, or maybe you want to do a seasonal cropping, or whether you want to do cash crop or plantations or tree crops. So those are issues that surround the water needs in the farm setup. If you want to do like vegetables, I want to do it all around the year, then you require a lot of water. You require and depend on the size of your farm. If you are doing just maybe you want to do corn alone and you want to do only the rainy season, you might not necessarily have to be bothered about water as much if you are not doing tree crop, also the type of the tree crop you want to go into, whether those ones that require a lot of water during the dry season. This also come into play when you want.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Maybe an addition I could have to that is basically thinking how before, know the water need, what exactly you need before setting out on it. We've also have instances whereby even within the rainy season, we have dry spells. I know it happens last year for a period of 3 weeks in July, August, when people have already planted and expecting things to go smoothly, and there was no rain. So which is one of the reasons we want to think about, circumstances like that, even before it happens. We have Toluwani. I think I could see that you've been raising your hands for a while. Toluwani, please go ahead. Hello, Toluwani, can you hear me? We can't hear you. I could see that you're muted. See that? Okay, Toluwani, are you there? Hello? Probably network. Let me call on Olawumi Samuel. Olawumi Samuel, you've been raising your hands for a while. I really want to round up because of time. But maybe we can allow one or two more people to contribute on it. Olawumi Samuel, are you there? Toluwani, if you want to try again too.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay. No, now I can hear both of you at the same time. Toluwani, can you go first, please?
Okay. Please, can I confirm if you can still hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear now.
Okay, good evening, sir. So concerning the webinar we just had, I think I have a question and also sort of like a contribution. So for the question, you mentioned land use, the use of record, past record of the land and how it has been used. So in cases where there are no land use records or no reliable land use records, is there a way we can perform, or what are the ways rather we can perform testing on the land to know the active pathogens and diseases that may be residing in it? I don't know if you want to answer that first or if I should go ahead with my contribution.
Well, you already answered the question to Luane, right? So when you don't have a reliable, even when you have some sort of reliable land use history, you still want to do some sort of comprehensive test, which is where. So soil testing is one, disease testing is another thing. So I think, yes, there are ways to do carry out some of those tests. Some of them are more expensive than others, but there are ways. So the purpose of the land use is basically to guide us on the kind of test that we can really focus on. So yes, I agree with you. It's not everywhere that you can have a very reliable land use, but if you really ask around, you can still get some sort of information on it. The whole idea is putting that at a critical thing you want to think about and you want to ask when carrying out farm site intelligence. So I don't know if that
okay
answers
so these tests are they readily available in a country like Nigeria?
Don't use our country like, come on. Yes, they are. The number of these tests are actually carried out in IITA. IITA still have some very good lab to carry out some very good testing. And there are some private soil testing lab and disease pathogen testing lab as well. I know we have another one also at Joseph Ayobabalola University. So yes, there are places whereby we can carry out some of these tests.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Now, on to the contribution. So I'm a personal enthusiast about agri-tech, like how technology bridges the gap in agriculture. So you mentioned some certain things, and I just felt to say that, you know, many of these things, we have technology in place or technologies arising to, you know, bridge that gap. Things like access to farm services, access to expertise, access to labor and worker, because a lot of people complained about not having labor, people who are reliable. I feel like if technology is well capable of bridging that gap, and many times we need to stop looking at the traditional methods of, you know, getting labor people coming to the farm, and we have to start thinking how can technology bridge this gap, because technology has made available to like solve a lot of problems for us. So yes, basically, so technology is available to bridge the gap. That's the conclusion of what I have to say.
Thank you, Toluwani. I'm a technology enthusiast too. And there are so many, there are a number of things that technology can do and help optimize. But there are still a number of other challenges that, for instance, right now, I need about 20 people to help with bed making and, staking, you know, on about 20 acres of land, and I want it done within a period of 1 week. I know technology could help with a lot of things, but trained personnel, we still need to do a lot more in getting people trained on how to get things done. A low tractor is one of the companies also that I know is working on different tractor, but they still don't have tractor available even in some of our farms area. So yeah, I agree with you. Technology has a role to play, but there are other things also that we still need to work more on in order to get better productivity and setting up farms to be successful. Yeah. Mr. Samuel, is Mr. Samuel still there? I have about, I think we have about 2-3 more minutes before we close the webinar. Is there anyone that want the questions? Olawumi Samuel, yes. Please go ahead, Olawumi Samuel.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Good evening, everyone. I actually have been thinking that one of the major challenges here is smart farming. There's no way you want to do it.
We are struggling to hear you again, I'm guessing because of the network.
Farm that you, if the wheat is it really productive here, is it really profitable in Nigeria? It's one of the things that has been of a great challenge to me. Also, in the area of the workforce we've been talking about, one of the things that would actually sort our problem is this artificial intelligence. But our level of education in Nigeria, exposure to those that would want to do that may not allow us to actually solve that. So I think one of the major things we need to do is to work towards doing AI in farming. However, where is the resources to do so? So it's a big challenge for all of us. The tractor of the thing, we don't have access to it. So how do we go forward from there? Thank you.
Yeah. I there's one of your questions that you were talking about smart farming. I lost you for a few seconds that I didn't get the component. I didn't get the question completely.
I said one of the things that will actually help us solve the issue of workforce we've been having challenges is the smart farm of the thing. But if we do smart farm, will it be profitable with the kind of mindset, with the kind of patronage we have in this part of the world? That's one of the major challenges that I see we're having. Then on the area of the soil, getting a quality, knowing the type of test to do patterns is still one of the maybe in the future.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Smart farming. So one of the things I believe we need to do is to expand the definition of smart farming. Yes, big tractor accessibility is a major challenge in Nigeria. And it's one of the things I'm hoping a number of people can come together to really address. I know I still have that conversation with like three different people this just past week. But it's an area that is open up for a lot of opportunities that people can tap into. It's one of the areas whereby businesses, small, smart businesses can actually tap into that can change things in the country. But smart farming is also beyond just big tractor. It's also beyond just the artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence have a role to play there. But what artificial intelligence help us to do mostly is to give us data. It give us data, very intelligence that is needed to improve productivity. And to answer your question, yes, they can be profitable, but there are other factors. There are still a number of, the mindset with which we do agriculture, it's basically that needs to change. We don't do it as a knowledge-driven business, which is a major gap that have to change, the mindset. Everybody look at agriculture as something anybody can do. I don't need to have knowledge. I don't need a consultant. I don't need this. I don't need that. Anybody can just start farming. And without, it's a knowledge-driven business. Farmers anywhere in the world spend a lot of time, a lot of resources learning on a daily basis. And let me give an example. For instance, in the United States, just maybe about 120 years ago, they established over 100 universities just for the purpose of serving farmers, just to give knowledge to farmers. Over 100 universities, they call them land grant universities. Their primary purpose is to research and provide information to farmers. It is a knowledge-driven, and that changed their economy. So agriculture is a knowledge-driven business. But the mindset with which we look at it here, it's more about anybody can do its business, which is one of the major mindset change that needs to happen as we address some of the challenges that we still have within this sector. I really don't want to shoot beyond time too much, but we have Najib that has been raising his hand for a while. That will be the last question for today. But before you talk, Najib, for people that are just joining, in about 2 weeks now, we are starting FSB, Farm Setup Bootcamp. It's a bootcamp. If you are familiar with bootcamp, big people come together and intensively we work together intensively over a period of time. For this bootcamp, the focus is farm setup. It's a 10-day program intensively whereby you are involved in setting up a new farm from the scratch, a new crop farm specifically. So you are involved in the mapping, you are involved in the layout, you are involved in the irrigation setup, you are involved in the nursery setup, you are involved in everything that it takes to fully set up a farm within that just period of 10 days. But you will also have opportunity to learn about farm operations from some of the farms that have been established before. So it's a 10-day program, although we also have opportunity for people to participate virtually. But if it's a program that you are interested in, that you want to be part of, the link is in the slide I'm sharing right now, farmweller.com/FSB, whereby you can show your interest, we'll get in touch with you. It's a very competitive process that we are looking into. We want people that are very serious-minded, that want to set up farm of their own, or that really want to go through the process before they spend their own money in setting up farms. For people that want to be staying, there will be accommodations available, but it's limited accommodations. There is also possibility for people to be going back and forth if they want to. So for people that are interested in the bootcamp, you can register using the link below. So before we close, let me call on Najib. Najib, can you hear me? Hello, Najib.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, please go ahead, Najib.
Okay, I just want to add up with the farm setup you did mention about smart farming with regards to the artificial intelligence. I think what people need to understand is the artificial intelligence only help us to make decisions that may have been difficult to analyze data, and it only help us to think and act. Sometimes is do the sensing for us and give us data in terms of weather forecast, farm condition. So with this technology coming in, it helps farmers reduce.
Are you still there?
Amount of logistics going up, farm setups as before initially start your farming season. Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay. Taking soil samples before even starting your farm operations will be one of the key things someone need to do as a farmer, because that will help you know what is the deficiency of your soil, and it will guide you in knowing, okay, how do I optimize my farm? Am I going to feed the soil or am I going to feed the plant directly? That is, when you want to feed the soil, you are going for organic manure fertilization. And when you want to fertilize the plant directly, then you now start thinking of, okay, I should go ahead and use synthetic fertilizer application. Now, either way, you can decide to do either foliar application, whereby you can just apply directly to the leaves, whereby they can absorb nutrient from the liquid fertilizer which you have sprayed. So I think this is just what I want to add for people to know in terms of the artificial intelligence for smart farming and the farm setup with regards to fertilizer application. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Najib. I know Najib is into organic fertilizer production. I'm definitely still going to get in touch with you much, Najib. I think I mistook you for Abib earlier on. I'm really glad about some of the progress we are making in that regard. So thank you for, like
thank
I mentioned,
you very much.
Yeah, farm intelligence is to give us data and help us process it for decision making. There are still a number of physical things that technology cannot, replace. That knowledge and mentality that are very important for us to have the kind of development we are looking for within the agricultural sector in Nigeria. So once again, I really want to thank each and every one of us for joining today. And next week, so so we're going to be having this series for the next 6 weeks on different topics. I don't want to be bothering you with a lot of emails here and there. If you have registered so far right now, we send you just the link for next week one, but it will be so exciting to have you there as well. I really want to thank everyone for spending your 1 hour with us on the weekend. I know weekend is a sacred time that we spend with family. So thank you so much for being here. And if you are interested in the bootcamp, like I mentioned earlier on, there are opportunities for people to participate virtually, although it's going to be intensive, whereby you're able to get also embedded into the whole process of setting up the whole farm. You can use the link. I put it also in the chat box. So once again, thank you all for being here. I really appreciate you all. Goodbye for now.
Bye, everyone. And
thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you next time.